You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Even in sanctuary churches or sanctuary cities, undocumented immigrants aren't always safe from being handed over to ICE agents. In fact, it's happened right here in the well-known sanctuary city of San Francisco. Pedro Figueroa, a Salvadoran immigrant, is undocumented, but he still felt safe going to the SFPD to report that his car was stolen back in 2015. After it was recovered, Figueroa and his wife, Dora Alicia, went to the police station to pick up the car. While he was waiting for his information to be processed, he says he noticed two officers were following him. Figueroa takes the story from there.
Nunca me imaginé que era... me estaban siguiendo a mí. Nunca.
I never imagined the police officers would be following me. Never. I suspected it, but I had no reason to think they were against me. When I went to Dora Alicia, my wife, I said, something weird is happening. They followed me after I threw out the garbage. She responded, no, no, don't worry about it. Nothing is going to happen.
No te preocupes, no pasa nada. Ya ahorita nos vamos a ir, ya nos van a dar el papel. Ok, está bien, le digo yo. Y vienen sobre mí y me dicen, párate.
Later on, the two officers came up front where we were sitting. They came over to me and they said, stand up, we're going to arrest you. I didn't say anything. I stood up. And Dora Alicia said, why are you going to arrest him? An officer said, if he's not the person we're looking for, he'll be released.
Pregunta si no es la persona que buscamos, ya va a salir. Contrario, iba a pedir una ayuda.
But like I hadn't done anything wrong. On the contrary, I was going to ask for help. They handcuffed me against the bench.
Me esposaron y me llevaron a una banca allá adentro. Nos 15, 20 minutos más yo allí sentado hasta que de repente se me acercan otros dos oficiales y me dicen...
They had me sitting there until some time passed, 15, 20 minutes more, me sitting there, until all of a sudden, another two officers came up to me and said, get up. They took off my handcuffs, put them like this behind my back, and I thought they were going to take me outside, and I was really happy. They stood me up, but they didn't take me out through the door that said exit. But they took me out through another door in the back that led me to the street.
Si no me sacaron por una puerta trasera que hacia un callejón. Yo estaba feliz porque pues ya iba para afuera.
I was happy because I was going outside, but I was handcuffed, and then two officials came up to the area, the door. One official opened the door with one hand and the other took off the handcuffs and said, go. They said, go. When I went outside, there were two immigration agents, and then they said, we're going to arrest you.
Okay, te vamos a arrestar. Me dijeron...
They handcuffed my hands, my ankles, my waist. They took my bag of personal items. It's hard. I already had a lot of emotion. I didn't know what was going to happen to me. They put me in the van, and there were two agents waiting.
Y me subieron a la van de los dos agentes que estaban allí esperándome. Y estaba allí y me extrañó tanto en ese momento porque...
My wife, Dora Alicia, and my daughter showed up, and my daughter is yelling, Papi, papi, I don't want them to deport you. I love you, Daddy, I love you.
A la casa a traer a su sobrina para que le traduciera porque no entendía por qué me habían arrestado. Allí sí me sentí destrozado.
I didn't know what was going to happen to me. I didn't know if I was going to see my daughter again. I didn't know if I could be with my family again. And so I just completely started crying inside this van.
Era puro llorar adentro de esa van yo. Y...
My wife, Dora Alicia, then yelled out, don't worry, I've spoken with your boss, and tomorrow we're going to get in contact with an immigration attorney.
Que mañana mismo te ponemos un abogado. Wow, Contra Costa, estuve dos meses.
I was in the jail in Contra Costa for 2 months.
Primeramente pensando en qué iba...
My first thought was, what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to my family outside? Sometimes it was hard to sleep. I kept praying to God, asking Him to help me. Let everything come out okay, because it's hard.
Que le ayude, que todo salga bien, porque estamos en una cárcel que es una cárcel, pero no es de migración, sino...
It's even sadder when you're in jail. That jail is not an immigration jail. It's something weird, because it's strange, because there's some of us that are dressed in green, but I didn't really know why, and some of us are dressed in red. And they told me the ones dressed in green are people who are having trouble with immigration. So that's the kind of feeling I got, that they were saying something about us.
No sé cómo traducir o explicarlo exactamente, pero te dan un uniforme verde para distinguirte de realmente quién eres ya. Ella, cuando yo salí, pues lo mismo, cuenta de que tuvo...
My wife, Dora Alicia, told me there was pressure in the house, because when I was there, we all went out together. But during these 2 months, when my daughter didn't go out, she was depressed. They said she cried in school. It was frustrating, even for them.
Y cosa de que pasaron 2 meses que mi niña no salió, deprimida.
My daughter wasn't able to go outside. She got very depressed. She was just sad, and I was told she started crying in school.
Me cuenta Dora Alicia que si iban en el carro.
My wife, Dora Alicia, told me that if she was in the car and she listened to music I'd listen to, and she'd start bawling in the car, and she'd just say, my dad, just by listening to the same music I'd listen to.
Solo por escuchar una música que yo escuchaba. Solo lo único que ella me decía que tuviéramos fe de que me había...
During this time, I was told we had a great attorney. He was going to get me out.
Me iba a ayudar y que voy a ir a salir. Eso sí me decía Dora Alicia. Estaba como un poquito nervioso porque no sabía realmente qué iba a pasar conmigo. Porque...
The moment the judge granted my bail, which was $25,000, I felt relaxed and happy, and I knew I was going to be able to leave.
Y yo pudiera salir, pero desde ese momento que yo vi al juez y me dieron fianza, wow, ya me sentí relajado, me sentí... Y hoy en la noche a ella le hablo y yo le digo...
My wife was present. She called me later that night, and I was still in the jail. She told me, okay, $25,000. We can pay that as early as possible, so you can get out as quickly as possible. She paid it at 6:30 in the morning, and then she was waiting for me to be released. Dora Alicia told me, whatever you want to eat, you can eat. We were just very happy. I spent 2 months eating the food that they give you there, a lot of ramen noodles. And when I got out, just like any good Salvadorian, I went to eat really good pupusas with Dora Alicia.
Fuimos a comer unas pupusas con Dora Alicia. Yo sigo, mi vida sigue igual.
You know, I feel like my life is similar to what it was before. I take my daughter to school, I go to work, that sort of thing. One thing is I've been speaking more to people and telling them about what happened to me.
Hacia la gente para que escuche y lo que a mí me pasó. Y explicarlo porque realmente a veces hay momentos en que uno
I'm not sure how to explain it, but there are these moments when you realize you have to be brave and speak out. There's situations where you need to do that. So I feel like there was a certain moment for me when I had to do it as well.
Me siento bien que la gente lo sepa. Tiene como miedo, pero realmente pues no deberíamos de tener miedo.
There are a lot of people who have fear, and I just want them to know that they shouldn't have fear. I'll be okay. I hope I'll be okay.
Yo siento de que voy a estar bien.